It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week. And it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
In first place in the conference, the Del Norte High boys basketball team steps out of Big 5 action tonight to take on St. Bernard's High here in Eureka in a game that could have long-term ramifications. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for joining us on Warrior Basketball here on KPOD 97.9 and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior Sports are brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, the Hiuchi Hamlet, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Del Norte comes into the game with a 13-4 overall record, while the Crusaders are 13-5 following Monday's 68-54 win over Southport. This is Del Norte's first game since its 44-40 win at Eureka High last week. We'll be back to talk more about why this game is important after this on the Warrior Pregame Show. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Pregame Show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to St. Bernard's High School in Eureka as Del Norte's boys get ready to take on the Crusaders in basketball action. Warriors are coming off a hard-fought win over Eureka High last week, coming from behind to knock off the Loggers in their own gym 44-40. Del Norte trailed by 9 in the first half, but kept chipping away for the win. As usual, the Warriors relied on a balanced scoring attack, led by Edwin Zepeda, who had 13. Atrell Horton and Nani Scott both added 9, and Wyatt Robeson had 7. First-year coach Chris Rice had mixed emotions about the game. He was pleased with the heart of his team, how they came back in the second half, especially at the defensive end, holding the Loggers to just 13 points in the final two quarters. However, he was not thrilled with the way Del Norte failed to come out with intensity early. And once again, the Warriors had issues at the free throw line, missing 10 of 24. For the season, Del Norte is still sinking less than 60% from the charity stripe. St. Bernard's has good size and good experience. Owen Shanahan is the 6'7" junior, averaging almost 12 a game, while 6'5" senior Andy George is adding 10 more. 6'2 sophomore Seth Dyer is the team's leading scorer at 13.3. As a team, the Crusaders are averaging 65.5 points per game while giving up a shade less than 50 per contest. St. Bernard started the season really hot, winning their first 10 games in a row. But then they were hit by COVID, and they have struggled against Big Five conference foes. Eureka beat the Crusaders by 10, and on Saturday, Arcata beat St. Bernard by 12. Good news for Del Norte. Available tonight for the first time in a long time, it seems, is Caleb Johnson, who has been out of the lineup since he injured his ankle in the first half of the first conference game of the season. Now, in all likelihood, his minutes will be limited tonight and possibly even on Friday when Del Norte travels to Fortuna for the resumption of the Big Five conference schedule. Coach Rice wants his team, wants Caleb Johnson to be available for him at 100% next week with the big conference games coming up against both McKinleyville and Arcata. This game is interesting in that it's a non-conference game, but it does have impact. Coach Rice has been pushing his team that regardless of the fact that this is a non-conference game, it is important in terms of the postseason. It is possible the Warriors and the Crusaders could meet in the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship Tournament, and a win over a good St. Bernard's team could pay dividends come North Coast Section playoff time, where being a higher seed could mean a home game or a long, long road trip. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams, which is brought to you by DelNorteSports.com, which features scheduled news and rebroadcasts of Warrior games. That's DelNorteSports.com. And for the Crusaders, 13-5 coming into tonight's game, they will start 6'3" senior Drew Bisner, averaging 16 points a game. Peyton Smith, the 5'10 senior, averaging 7 a game, shooting just 42% from the free throw line, however. Owen Shanahan, the 6'7" junior, averaging just under 12 a game. Aiden Dorsch, 6'5" senior, averaging 10 a game. And Seth Dyer, he's a sophomore, 6'2". He's scoring 13.3 a game. On Monday, against South Fork, he scored 19. And for the Warriors, 13-4 in conference, 4-1 overall. Coach Chris Rice, in his first year at the helm, will start Adrell Horton, the 6'2" senior, averaging 7.6 a game overall this season, but in double figures in conference contests. Edwin Zepeda, the steady one, D-man, 6'2" senior. He's the Warriors' leading scorer at 11.1 for contest. Wyatt Robeson, point guard, 5'10" junior, averaging 8 a game. He is the team's leading three-point shooter at 14 a contest. Monty Scott, the 6'3" junior, number 44, just under 10 a game. And Connor Price, the 6'5" senior. He is averaging 4.2 a game. Both those big men, the 6'3" Scott and 6'5" Price, are capable of hitting from way downtown. So let's take a look at the Big Five standings. Del Norte and McKinleyville are both 4-1 right now, and on top of the standings, Arcata is a half game back at 3-1. Eureka is 1-4, while Fortuna is winless in 5 games. Big game tonight as McKinleyville is going to Arcata. Winner of that game, if it's McKinleyville, then they will be in front of Del Norte by a half a game. If Arcata wins, then it will be pretty much a log jam with Arcata and Del Norte tied for first place and McKinleyville a half game back. The only team to beat Arcata this season was McKinleyville earlier this year. The only team to beat McKinleyville was Del Norte. The only team to beat Del Norte was Arcata. We're about ready to get things underway here in the friendly confines of St. Bernard's High School. Parents only being allowed in the gym, and they are being very strict about that. However, there is a pretty good little fan section of students in the far side corner. Everybody is being required to wear masks today. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, St. Bernard's scored a 52-43 win over Del Norte, a game that came down to the final couple minutes, but the Crusaders were able to pull away. Mary Crabb led Del Norte with 12. Last night in girls basketball action, it was St. Bernard's coming to Tunham Gymnasium to capture a 42-32 win over the Warriors. Tomorrow night, Del Norte will be, make this great, Del Norte will be at home against Fortuna. Friday night, Del Norte boys will travel to Fortuna to take on the Huskies. Since 2005, Del Norte has really dominated this series, winning 18 of 21 games and 6 of the last 7. The last time these two teams met was on my birthday last year, May 27th, when Del Norte romped away with a 64-43 victory over the Crusaders. Starting lineups being introduced. The referees for tonight's game, it's a veteran crew with Keith Altiger, Justin Daugherty, and the venerable Alan Mendez. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Crusaders gym, here at the private school, there'll be a prayer and then the national anthem. And now, ladies and gentlemen, once they get the chords straightened out, the national anthem. Crowd after the Star Spangled Banner. Warriors will be in their road black uniforms, trimmed, the numbers trimmed in gold. The Crusaders in their home white with the green lettering and green trim. Warriors trying to improve to 14-4 overall this season and also pick up a nice win in terms of what the North Coast section is going to look at when it comes to seeding for the postseason. As mentioned, Del Norte's junior varsity lost tonight. 52-43 was the final. Del Norte girls play tomorrow. Boys will then play on Friday, and you can listen to both games on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Warrior Athletics, of course, brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. serving our community with care. And the Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. If they don't have it, you probably don't need it. Shanahan for St. Bernard's will jump against the 6'2", Atrell Horton. Horton giving up about 5 inches. Keith Almster will throw the ball up. He blows his whistle, dribbles it twice, steadies, throws it up, and we are underway. And Nani Scott grabs the tip, and Dunner will get first possession going right to left. Ropes him with the ball. Wyatt finds Z-Man in the corner. He'll back it back out. Looking, gets it inside to Smith. Kicks it back out. Now Price has it. Horton around the horn to Zepeda. 15 to shoot. Robeson penetrates, gets in the glass, puts it up with his left hand, and scores. Nice move by the junior and gives Delmore a 2-0 lead on the Syracuse Hospital scoreboard. With the ball is Dorsch, way outside. Price guarding him. Gives it up to Shanahan. And eventually it goes to Visner. Back over to Dyer, the sophomore double team. He hit cross-court pass over to Smith, now down to the low block. Dribbles once, twice, kick out. Three-pointer on the way by Dyer. Misses, battle for it, rebounded by the Crusaders. And Visner gets the basket, and we're tied at 2. Coach Chris Rice calls the play. Robeson across the center court line. Hands it over to Zepeda. Quick pass to Price outside. Thought about the three. Instead gives it over to Robeson. Looked inside. It wasn't there. Now to Scott. Outside the three-point line. He drives. Gets to the free throw line. Swings it out to Horton. 10 to shoot. Now Zepeda. He'll drive. Pops up. Short. Rebounded by Horton. Offensive basket. Good. Horton averaging 7.5 a game, but once the conference season started, he has been in double figures in every single conference game. Three-pointer on the way, hits the glass, no good, as Dorsch launched one from Henderson Street. Warriors with it, Horton right in front of the St. Bernard's bench. Gives it over to Zepeda, he'll back it out. Man-to-man defense by the Crusaders. Inside, ball's poked away, but Scott ends up with it. His shot from the baseline is short. Rebounded by St. Bernard. The Crusaders like to run. Three-point shot on the way. No good, and rebounded by Horton, who soared high to get it. Outlets it to Robeson, the junior, dribbling with his right hand. Inside to Horton. Spin move. In the paint. He's fouled and will go to the line for a couple. Nice move by the senior. Owen Shanahan gets the first foul of the night. Horton, a 71% free throw shooter this season, one of the best on the team. First one is up, and the first one is good. Warriors extend their lead to 5-2. Here in the opening minutes of the first quarter. Three dribbles, then the right-hander puts it up, and that one is perfect as well. Dillard up by 4 here in the opening seconds. Bring the ball up court is Peyton Smith. He's a senior. Over to Visner. Shanahan will try to drive against Zepeda. Lays it up and lays it in. Shanahan just used his size and laid it up. Nice little move with his left hand. And it's a 2-point cushion for Del Norte. Ball to the far side to Zepeda. Looking. Gets it to Horton at the top of the key. Horton finds Robeson. Looking for Scott. Now he'll start his dribble. Gives it over to Price. Way out high, 10 to shoot on the 35-second clock. Back to Price, now to Robeson, down to 6. He'll try to penetrate. He'll go up, triple team, puts it up, misses, and rebounded by St. Bernard. Dorsch has the ball, and he'll give it over to Beisner. Three-pointer on the way, off the iron, and Price comes up with the rebound. One-hand outlet. To Robeson, 2-on-1 fast break. Robeson has his shot blocked, but there is Nani Scott for the basket. Nice offensive rebound, good hustle by the junior, and Delmore leads 8-4. Dorsch gives it over to Visner. Back to Visner, gets it back. He'll back it back out. Price guarding him. Price kicks the ball, and so it will stay. St. Bernard's possession with a fresh shot clock at 35. Inbounding it will be Dorsch. Aiden Dorsch. Dorsch and some of the Del Norte players on the bench laughing about something. Smith with the ball. Kicks it over far side over to Dyer. And then he goes back to Smith. Smith with Robeson all over him. Inside to Shanahan. Finds a wide open Aiden Dorsch, and he puts it in off the glass. Ethan Thomas will come in at the next dead ball. Robeson with it. As Del Norte will run a little high weave into the corner to Robeson. Tightly guarded. Robeson has the ball tipped away and saved by the Crusaders. They'll try to fast break, but Nani Scott is there to knock the ball out of bounds. Thomas comes in, 6'4 senior, and Price will come out. Thomas averaging just a shade under 4 a game, but a lot of his benefit doesn't always show up in the stat box. Warriors come up with a steal on the inbound play as Zapata hits the little floater for his first basket of the night, and Del Norte leads 10-6 with 3:13 to go first quarter on the Citicos Hospital scoreboard. Visner all the way, puts it up, it goes, and foul will be called on Del Norte. Horton gets the foul, first foul against Del Norte. Visner now has 4, and he'll have a chance at 5. Coming in for the Crusaders is Demetrius Rawson, and going out is Dorsch. Visner's bid for a old-fashioned three-point play is no good, and Thomas just came in, gets a rebound. Robeson will walk the ball up court with 3 minutes to go first quarter. Warriors leading by 2. Ball far side to Thomas. Looking, gets it to Robeson. Quick pass inside to Horton. What a pass! As Horton gets his 6th point of the first quarter. And Del Norte leads by 4. Beisner with it, gives it back to Smith. Tries to get it inside to Rawson. They eventually do. Instead, he kicks it out. 3-pointer on the way. And Dyer cranks it up, and it's now a 1-point lead for the Warriors, 12-11. Robeson to Zapata on the far side. Direct to Robeson in the paint, gets it inside to Horton, but he has to kick it back out to Thomas, and Del Norte will set it up again with 15 on the shot clock. Zapata inside to Scott. He gets in the paint, powers it up with a left hand. No good, but rebounded by Horton. He has 8, and St. Bernard's coach, Isaac Gildea, says, time out. We got to get this guy under control. Adrell Horton with 8 of Del Norte's 14 points with 2:01 to go in the first quarter. The Warriors leading 14-11. Gives us a chance to say hello to the members of the legendary Sportscaster Club, those businesses of our community that make Warrior broadcast possible. Find companies such as H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro, WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. And Del Norte Tire. The Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Like to say hi to a listener up in Portland, Oregon. One Casey Citybaca tuned in tonight. Appreciate that. Understand you got a birthday coming up. Somebody gets you something good. Del Norte leading 14-11, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter on the Citicos Hospital scoreboard. Visner swings it over to Dyer, who finds Smith way outside. Lob pass to Rawson. He gives it up to Visner. The ball's almost thrown away, but the Crusaders are able to get it. In fact, Thomas comes up with a steal, lays it up with his right hand, and scores. Nice defensive anticipation by the senior. And Del Norte's lead is back to 5 with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Crusaders with the ball. High screen for Visner. Almost has the ball taken away. It is taken away. It's Zapata. Lays it up and in. Zapata has 4. Del Norte leads 18-11. 1:10 to go. First quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Visner finds Dyer. He'll kick it over. Drive by Shanahan. He loses the ball on the ground. People diving all over for it. That pops up in the air, and Horton ends up with it. He finds Scott. Scott gets it across the timeline. And now Warriors give it to Thomas. His shot is blocked, but he'll go to the line for a pair. Visner gets the foul. And Thomas will go to the line. A 57% free throw shooter this year. The 6'4" senior. Try to extend Del Norte's lead. Ball is up. Rims in and out all the way around the rim, and it's out. Coming in for Del Norte, Brody Matz and Cooper Maxwell with less than a minute to go as Coach Rice will give a couple of his starters a quick breather. Second one is up. That one rims out the other way. So it stays 18-11. Smith will bring the ball up court for the Crusaders. Thomas picks him up. Man-to-man defense by Del Norte. Looking. He'll drive. Gets past. Kicks it way out. Three-pointer on the way. Good. And that was Peyton Smith from way downtown. A brief stoppage in play as the net got twisted up. So Del Norte can play for the last shot. Just a tick under 23 seconds to go. Warriors up by 4. Robeson gets the ball across the timeline. Del Norte will run the high weave. It's Jayhawk. Thomas, the Nani Scott. Now he'll reverse direction. Goes all the way. The hoop off the glass. Too strong. And will go the other way. Crusaders will try to cut the lead. 3 seconds to go. 2. Shot goes up. No good. And that will be the end of the first quarter. One that saw Del Norte come out and take advantage of its skills in underneath the basket despite the Crusaders' height advantage. After one, Del Norte 18, Crusaders 14. We'll be back with the second quarter. After this, we're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Adriel Horton's 8-point leads Del Norte to an 18-14 lead as we start the second quarter. John Pritchett with you here at St. Bernard's High School in Eureka. A non-conference, however, critical game for really both teams. Start the second quarter with the Crusaders with the ball as Visner will take a long 3-pointer that came up woefully short and out of bounds. And Coach Chris Rice would be very happy if the Crusaders kept shooting like that all night. Robeson right through the middle of the center circle. Tightly guarded. Picks up his dribble and gives it to Thomas. Now over to Matz, who finds Zepeda. Now Price is back in the game for the Warriors. Inside. Shot goes up. And it's good. Brody Matz gets his basket. He's averaging 1.5 a game. And there's 2 right there, and Del Norte's lead is back to 6. As we start the second quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard, with the ball as Dorsch almost throws it away, but the Crusaders are able to track it down, and they find Visner, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Del Norte. Robeson comes back in for the Warriors, and Maxwell gets a couple of hand claps from his teammates. 20-14 our score, 7:02 to go, first half. And the Crusaders get the ball inbound. Far side over to Dyer. He'll launch a long three, misses, but he is fouled by Matt. And so Dyer will get three free throws. Just the second team foul against Del Norte. They're going to say it's not a three. It wasn't on the shot. It was after the shot. Good news for the Warriors. But the Crusaders will get to inbound the ball on the far sideline. They get it over to Smith. The senior finds Visner inside to Shanahan. Back to Visner. Goes baseline. Puts it up. Off the iron. No good. And rebounded by Connor Price. Went up strong and grabbed it. Zepeda with the ball far side. Quick pass to Robeson around the horn to Thomas. Correction, that's Matt. Now to Thomas. Now to Z-Man. Zepeda with Weisner guarding him. 15 on the shot clock. He finds room. Goes hard to the rim. No good. Price with a rebound. Up. No good. Tip. Tipped again. And eventually coming down with it is Shanahan. Pass break. Nice play by Matt, who saved the ball, but he saved it right back to the Crusaders. They'll kick it out. Shanahan's three-pointer is no good at all. Nowhere close. That's back-to-back three-point air balls for the Crusaders. Matt's with the ball. Quick pass to Zepeda around the horn, far side. Thomas finds Robeson, and Del Norte will set things up again. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Matt's with the ball. Gives it to Zepeda at the top of the key. Finds Robeson. Robeson backs it out. Down to six. Down to five. Inside to Price. And he is fouled in the paint. Picking up the foul. Is St. Bernard. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket, leading by six, 20-14. Robeson lobs it over to Matz, and Del Norte will set things up. Thomas with the ball near the center circle. He'll drive, kicks it out to Price, launches three, bingo! Connor Price with his ninth three-pointer of the season, and St. Bernard's calls their second timeout of the first half. And the Warriors get a little warning about touching the ball after a made basket. So there's no timeout, and now there's going to be a discussion. So the official is getting the players back on the court. So no timeout. Del Norte leading 23-14 after Connor Price rattles home a long three-pointer. 5:20 to go here in the first half. I want to stay tuned for the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. We'll be talking about lots of things Warrior-related. Shanahan gets the ball, and they say it was a kicked ball, which is good news for Del Norte, as Shanahan had a clear path to the basket. Matz comes out after giving Coach Rice good minutes, and Nani Scott comes back in for Del Norte. Inside to Shanahan. He's double-teamed. Kicks it out. Three-pointer, no good, and rebounded by Shanahan. Puts it up, and that time Shanahan makes the short jumper. He's got four. Warriors lead is seven. Robeson with the ball. Finds Scott. Now to Price. Inside to a wide-open Robeson. He didn't realize how open he was. And so he waited a half a second. And that gave the defense a chance to come up and block his shot. And then in frustration, Robeson commits the foul. His first, third team foul against Del Norte. Just five fouls called so far this first half. Correction, six. Three on both teams. With the ball is Visner. Outside to Shanahan, and it goes off his knee, out of bounds. Del Norte gets the ball. Warriors trying to improve to 14-4. And Coach Chris Rice, his initial season running the Warrior program. Robeson with the ball. The junior walks it up. Now he accelerates. Has the ball poked away. But Horton comes up with it. He'll give it to Thomas. And Delnart will set things up. Price has it now. Way out high. He finds Horton. Ball over his head. Now dribbles. Quick pass. Thomas will take the 15-foot jumper off the back iron. No good. And rebounded by the Crusaders. Going the other way. That's Dorsch. Down the left side. Tries to get into the paint. Gets cut off by Price. Now a drive by Dyer. Hit 19 on Monday night against South Fork in a win for the Crusaders. Shanahan kicks it out the door. She gets in the paint, puts it up, and that's just too easy. Dorsch gets his fourth point of the night, and Delnart's lead is 5. 23-18 on the Syracuse Hospital scoreboard. 3.5 to go here in the first half. Robeson, the prize, right in front of the St. Bernard's bench. Ball high over his head. He dribbles once and finds Nani Scott at the top of the key. Kicks it back out to Price. Three-pointer on the way. Up the front iron. And nice hustle by Horton to track down the ball to Scott. Puts it up with the right hand. No good. Rebounded. Delnart. That's Thomas who dribbled it out. And Delnart will set things up with a fresh shot clock. Ropes it. Looks over to the bench. Coach Price calls the play. Quick pass inside. Tipped around, and eventually Horton comes up with it. Chris Rice wants a timeout with 2:56 to go. And Delmar leading 23-18. That gives us a chance to say hello to some more Sportscaster Club members. Great businesses such as Korea Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. Cazadores, Mexican restaurant for real authentic Mexican food. Make your choice, Cazadores Mexican restaurant on Northcrest Drive in Crescent City. And Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. Across the street from Crescent Oak Middle School. Yes, I got it right this time. So proud of myself. 23-18 our score. Tomorrow night we'll be back in action as Delnart's girls will take on Fortuna in Tunin Gymnasium. Parents and family only, but you can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 and DelnartSports.com. Corner Price will inbound the ball, and he'll get it into Robeson in the backcourt. Robeson, far side, stops, backs out, 10 to shoot. Tightly guarded by Smith. Now to Zepeda, down to 5. Dribbles. Gets the ball knocked away, and a wasted possession for Delnart. Warriors still leading by 5. With the ball is Bisner. Gives it over to Dorsch with Price guarding him. He'll try to power his way in. Has the ball poked away, but Shanahan of the Crusaders gets it. Gets it back to Dorsch. Puts it up with the right hand off the front rim, and it bounces in. And the 6'5" senior has 6. And it's back to a 3-point lead for Delnart. Cooper Maxwell will come back in at the next dead ball for Delnart. Delnart's going to run the high weave. Price gets the ball to Robeson, and his shot is blocked by Dorsch, and we go the other way. Dorsch gets the ball back, launches the three, short, and a foul is going to be called against St. Bernard. Push from behind, and that foul will go against Robeson. Fourth team foul against the Crusaders. Maxwell comes in, and Robeson gets a well-deserved break and a nice round of applause from his teammates. Minute 50 to go, 23-20 our score. Delnart in front. Zepeda will bring the ball up court this time. Goes to the right side of the court now. Gets it to Scott. He'll quickly pass to Price. Inside to Z-Man, dribbles. Tries to go up strong. He does, and he scores. Zepeda now has 6, and Delnart's lead is 5. Just under 90 seconds to go. With the ball, Smith has to give it way over there to Bisner. Now to Shanahan. Horton guarding him. 5-inch height difference. But they force him to give it up. Drive all the way. That's going to be a charge. Yeah, Horton took it. Horton took it like a man. Give the foul to Dorsch, his first. Easy call. Brody Knapp comes back in for the Warriors. Price will get a break with 1:12 to go. Delnord up by 5. Cepeda will bring the ball up court. Smith will pick him up. Cepeda, not usually a ball handler, but he is capable of it. To Max, now to Scott on the near side. Inside to Maxwell, back out to Cepeda. 16 on the shot clock. Corner, and they'll back it back out to Scott. He goes in the paint. Left hand, shot is blocked out of bounds with 10 on the shot clock. Warriors will inbound from their own baseline. Maxwell will have the honors as some idiot fans walk across the floor for no apparent reason. They couldn't wait 5 seconds. Goes to Scott. He'll take the three off the iron. No good, but tracked down by Scott. He'll do it again. That one is good. And once again, they got to fix the net. Nani Scott hits his 12th three-pointer of the season. Ball is stolen by the Warriors. Cepeda. Quick pass and throws it right to the Crusaders, going the other way. Far side, shot goes up, no good. Battle for it. Who comes down with it? It's Horton. Cepeda has the ball tipped away. Crusaders get it. That's Smith. He'll launch the three. Misses. Rebounded by the Crusaders, and we'll have a jump ball, and it will be Delmore's possession with 15.8 seconds to go, and the Warriors leading 28-20 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Bryce gets hustled back into the game, and Matt comes out. Matt's getting good minutes tonight and responding with good play. Bryce will inbound, gets it to Zapata. Back to Price. Dribbles back to Cepeda across the timeline. Now he'll penetrate all the way to the hoop. Into the glass, off the iron, no good. Ball rebounded by the Crusaders, but it goes out of bounds, and Delnord will get possession with 2.8 seconds to go. Delnord will have the ball underneath their own basket. So let's see what the Warriors can cook up with just under 3 seconds to go, leading by 8. Maxwell lobs it. Horton comes down with it, kicks it back out. Shot goes up by Scott. Three-pointer. Good! At the buzzer! Nani Scott gives Delmort a 31-20 halftime lead and a ton of momentum going into the locker room. We'll be back with the Hiachi Hamlet halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening. Delnord Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiachi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiachi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiachi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiachi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiachi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Delnord Warriors.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hardwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, and the Hiachi Hamlet.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food!
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Delnord Office Supply.
Listen to Delnord Warrior Games online at DelnordSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Nani Scott's three-point bomb at the second quarter buzzer gives Delnord a 31-20 halftime lead over St. Bernard's here in Eureka. John Pritchett with you, and now it's time for Warrior Focus. For the fifth consecutive year, the Delnord High boys wrestling team has finished the dual meet portion of the Humboldt Delnord League schedule with an unblemished record, traveling to Eureka High earlier this week and blasting the Loggers 60-24. Picking up wins by pins were Ronaldo Martinez, Jace Montoya, Eric Stansberry, Isaac Lopez, Soren Lewis, and Reginald Lofton. On the girls' side, just four Warriors competed, but Chanel Shad, Alana Skypel, and Elisa Roach all claimed wins. Girls are scheduled to compete in a tournament in Windsor this weekend. On February 12th, Delnord High will play host to the Humboldt Delnord League Championships in Tunin Gymnasium. Jaden Clifton, the former standout from Delnord High, had her best game of her very young collegiate career this week for Humboldt State. The true freshman scored a season-high 14 points, grabbed 7 rebounds, and dished out 7 assists. Alas, it wasn't enough for the Lumberjacks, who fell to Cal State Dominguez Hills 70-60. HSU and Clifton will return to action tomorrow at home against Chico State. Delnord High's girls basketball team returns to action on Thursday, playing host to Fortuna. Game time will be 7:30 p.m., and the game will be heard on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelnordSports.com. Last night, Delnord fell behind to St. Bernard's early, caught up, fell behind again, got within one, but the Crusaders pulled away at the end, winning 42-32. Lily Nunez led Delnord with 12 points. Now, taking a look at the Big Five girls basketball standings, Eureka is no longer unbeaten, as the Loggers were upset Tuesday by Fortuna 47-45. Eureka is 5-1 in conference, 15-8 overall. Arcata is in second place at 3-2, followed by Fortuna at 3-3. McKinleyville is 2-4, and the very youthful Warriors are a competitive 1-4, 16-13 overall. Next week is the big one for the Delnord High boys basketball team as it makes its bid for the Big Five conference title and a top seed into the Humboldt Delnord League Championships, which will run February 7th through 11th. Now, on Friday, Delnord will go to Fortuna, but on Wednesday, Arcata comes to Crescent City for a showdown with the Warriors. The Tigers are the only team to have defeated Delnord in the first half of the conference season. That game was in Arcata. Then on Friday, McKinleyville will play host to Delnord. The Warriors are the only team to have beaten the Panthers in Big Five plays. Of course, both those games can be heard live on KPOD and DelnordSports.com, starting with the pregame show at 7:20. Now, taking a look at the standings, Delnord and McKinleyville are tied atop with 4-1 records, while Arcata is lurking a half game back at 3-1. Eureka is 1-4, Fortuna 0-5. As mentioned, Delnord's next game will be in Fortuna with Mad Dog John Horner on the call here on KPOD. Quick update, halfway through the second quarter, Arcata is leading McKinleyville 17-7. That's a crucial game with major ramifications on how Delnord will finish in the Big Five Conference. Taking a quick look at tonight's contest here, this non-league battle against the Crusaders, And while it is non-league, it does have an impact on how Del Norte and St. Bernard's are seated in the North Coast Section playoffs. You always want good wins. Both these teams coming in with very good records. Del Norte is 13-4 overall. St. Bernard's is 12-5 overall. And so it is important. And Del Norte came out with an intensity we haven't seen in a couple games to start and jumped to a 18-14 first quarter lead, thanks in large part to Adrell Horton, who had 8 first quarter points. In the second quarter, Del Norte's defense limited St. Bernard's to just 6 points and 3 point shots by Connor Price and 2 by Nani Scott, including one. He got off about a half beat before the buzzer and nailed it. And as a result, Del Norte leads 31-20. We'll be back with more of the Hayashi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Back to St. Bernard's High School, taking a quick look at first half scoring for the Crusaders. Drew Visner had 7 to lead St. Bernard's. Aiden Dorsch had 6. Owen Shanahan had 4. And Seth Dyer, coming off a 19-point performance last night against, Monday night against Southport, was held to just 3. For Del Norte, Nani Scott has 8. Adrell Scott has 8 as well. Zepeda has 6. Price has 3. And 2 each by Thomas and Robeson. As we get ready to start the second half, this has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. The Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Neither team tonight with any foul issues. In fact, Del Norte had just 3 called on them in the first half, 1 each on Horton, Matz, and Robeson. Same story for the Crusaders as we start the second half. Warriors now going left to right. Robeson with the ball gets it to Zepeda. Zepeda way out high. Zone defense now by the Crusaders. And Coach Price addressing his troops. Hey, let's get ready. Let's do this. In reaction, Zepeda with the ball way out. Bounce pass to Robeson, his 3-pointer, in and out, and rebounded by Shanahan of the Crusaders. He'll bring the ball up court himself. Hands it off, 3-pointer, no good, and rebounded by Zepeda. He'll push the pace. And now he'll slow it back down, and the Warriors will get in their set. Patience is something that Coach Rice talks about a lot. Let's run our offense and get a good shot. Quick pass to Horton, kicks it out to Nani. Baseline, dribbles. Back out to Zepeda. Long 3-pointer is woefully short. That looks like something I would shoot. Crusaders go the other way. Baseline drive up off the glass and in. Give the basket to Dyer. He now has 5. And that cuts the Warriors' lead to 31-22. Full court pressure by the Crusaders. Price gets the ball. Has the ball poked away. Dives on it. Still loose. Finally taken by the Crusaders. With the ball is Dyer. The sophomore gives it up to Visner. Now back to Dyer, and he gets bumped by Zepeda for the foul. That's Zepeda's first. And the Crusaders will inbound underneath, well, on their end line. Official Justin Dory gives it to Shanahan. who sends it back out. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Horton. It goes to Rosen. He'll push the pace. 2-on-2, fast break. He feeds it over to Nani Scotta. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Shanahan. Dillard has had good looks, just have not been able to put the ball down to start the third quarter. 31-22 our score. With the ball is Smith. Finds Dorsch. Price guarding him. Long pass to Shanahan down low, and he'll score easily. Shanahan has been held under control. He's got six now. And Delmar's lead is down to seven. With the ball is Nani Scott. Kicks it back out to Z-Man. Back to Nani. He'll turn and take this 16-footer in and out. Warriors come out to start the second half a little cold. With the ball, Visner against Horton. Gets in the paint. Has his pass poked away and stolen by Zepeda. 3-on-1 fast break. Kicks it over to Scott. Goes up strong and scores. Scott has 10, and Dorrance lead goes back to 9. Smith with the ball for St. Burns. He'll give it up to Dorch. Three-pointer on the way. Off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Horton. He outlets to Robeson. Gives it to Price, and Delnor will slow things down. Coach Rice calling the play. To Z-Man, right in front of the Delnor bench. He'll give it back to Robeson. Far side to Price. Connor, quick pass to Zepeda. Cross court. Gives it to Robeson, and Delnor will start. Robeson gets in the paint. Right to Horton. Puts it up with the right hand. No good. Gets his own rebound. Dribbles once. Puts it up. Too strong. 2 point-blank chances. And Delnor can't cash in. With the ball for the Crusader is Drew Visner. Horton will guard him way out high. Now over to Smith. Robeson eyeing him. Inside. Shot up. No good. It falls out as well. But rebounded by Visner, and he scores. Thomas will come in at the next dead ball for Delmore. Delmore has just one basket, and we're halfway through the third quarter. As Scott kicks it out to Zepeda, his three-pointer off the rim, no good. Price with a tip, it hit the bottom of the rim. And got a feeling Coach Rice is going to be calling timeout here any second. Next time Delmore gets the ball. Shanahan has it way out high. He tries to get it inside. Turnaround jumpers up, and it's good by Dyer. He's got 4. And this 1-3-1 defense by Delnor, St. Bernard. Delnor has been getting shots against it. They just haven't put them in the bucket. Outside to Robeson. He'll back it up. Now to Zepeda. Back to Robeson. He'll take the 3 off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Still fast break, but Delnor gets there in a hurry. Nevertheless, shot goes up, and it's good by Smith. Delmore led by 11 to start the third quarter with 3:03 to go. It's Delmore 33 and St. Bernard's 30 as the Crusaders have taken advantage of some cold shooting by the Warriors here in the third quarter. Gives us a chance to say hello to some more Sportscaster Club members, including Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Delmore Ambulance, now and always dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Our friends at Morjon Parts and Service for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at Morjon Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, tax bookkeeping and payroll services. And Valvoline's Henry Car Wash, get the works car wash across the street from Fred Meyer in the beautiful community of Brookings, Oregon. 3:03 to go in the third quarter, 33-30 our score, as Delmore has just not been able to put the biscuit in the basket, while the Crusaders have come out with a bit more energy than Delmore, and they've turned a 11-point deficit at halftime into a 3-point deficit. And Robeson will bring the ball slowly up court. The Crusaders will stay in that 1-3-1 zone. Nani Scott has it, kicks it back out to Thomas, who's in the game. far side corner. That's Horton. Skip pass to Thomas. He'll drive. Gives it over to Zepeda. Quick bounce pass to Robeson. He has to track it down. Stay on the shot clock. Horton on the far side corner. Quick pass to Thomas. Now to Zepeda. He'll drive baseline. Puts it up with the right hand. No good. And rebounded by the Crusaders. Ball tipped by Horton. Triple teamed. That's Smith, but he gets the ball across the timeline. Robeson all over him. Tight defense. Kicks it over to Dorsch. He'll drive. Quick pass inside to Visner. He'll score. Delmar's lead down to one with 2:14 to go in the third quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard, 33-32. Warriors with just one basket so far this quarter. Thomas to Horton. Back to Thomas out high. Robeson, three-pointer, looks good. Off the rim, no good. Horton comes down with a rebound, and a foul is going to be called against, it looks like it's going to be against Del Norte. It is, as Edwin Zepeda picks up his second foul of the night. Second team foul against the Warriors this half. And the Crusaders with the ball. Del Norte will go with full court pressure. They inbound it to Shanahan, who finds Dorsch. He gets it a quick shot. Nice hustle by Robeson with a block shot, but now he comes up gimpy. He is favoring his right leg, which is already braced. And Robeson comes out. Matz comes in. That's a major loss for Del Norte. That'll mean that Zepeda will have to handle the pressure. Three-pointer on the way by the Crusaders, no good, and rebounded by Matz. Matz will bring the ball up court. Smith will pick him up. Matz, quick pass to Zepeda. In the corner, they kick it back out to Matz. Dribbles once and finds Thomas. To Nani Scott, outside to Horton. 15 to shoot. Now to Zepeda at the free throw line, goes in, puts it up, it rims out again. And rebounded by Shanahan. Coach Rice can't believe how many shots have just have not fallen this quarter. Shot goes up the other way, and Visner gives the Crusaders a one-point lead. Warriors led by 11 at halftime. It's now 34-33. Zepeda, three-pointer. That one is good. Zepeda breaks the schneid with a three, and Del Norte goes back in front, 36-34, with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Crusaders will bring the ball up court. Peyton Smith, the senior, across the timeline. Far side now to Visner. Visner with Horton on him. Back out to Dorsch, who's played very well. Shanahan has it now, way outside, Zepeda guarding him. Pass is almost tipped away, 15 to shoot. Drive, inside, shot goes up by Rawson, who's in the game, misses, battle for the rebound, tracking it down is the Crusaders, as Weisner tracks it down, 11 to shoot, in the quarter, ball's loose, picked up, and they're going to call a kicked ball against Del Norte, with 6.3 seconds left in the quarter, Warriors leading by two, 36-34. And timeout is called by St. Bernard as the Crusaders will want to come up with something to try to at least tie and maybe even give them the lead going into the final 8 minutes of regulation. Gives us a chance to say hello once again to members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Fine businesses such as Del Norte Office Supply. Debbie and her team says customer service. Well, you should expect that. Econutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. And England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. Update from down here in Humboldt County. Arcata leads 44-26 at halftime over McKinleyville. The winner of that game, well, there'll be a de facto tie with Del Norte. If McKinleyville comes back to win, they'll be tied with the Warriors. If McKinley, they'll be a half game up on the Warriors. If Arcata wins, they'll be tied with Delmar for first place, both with 4-1 records. Here comes the play for the Crusaders. Inside, and a violation is called against the Crusaders. Well, Delmar will get the ball with 5.5 seconds to go. Full court pressure now. As Rice trying to get a timeout. Thomas with the ball. Quick pass to Zepeda. He'll have time to take the three. It's up and it's short. Delmore watched an 11-point halftime lead disappear to a 1-point deficit. But Edwin Zepeda's three-pointer, less than a minute to go, gives Delmore a 36-34 lead as they go in to the fourth quarter. We'll be back with that final 8 minutes of regulation. Right after this, we're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Delmar Warrior Games online at DelmarSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Delmar Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delmar Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delmar Warrior Games online at DelmarSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
St. Bernard's outscores Delnor 14-5 in the third quarter, and Delnor's lead is down to just two. As we enter the fourth quarter in this important non-conference battle between humble Delnor League foes, Crusaders will start the fourth quarter with the ball. That's Smith. To Shanahan, way out high, the 6'7". We'll give it back up over to Dorsch. Now to Weisner. Thought about the three. Turned it down. Dribbles out. Horton guarding him. Now to Shanahan on the far side. Tries to go baseline. Gets cut off by Zepeda. 13 to shoot. Smith has it now on the far side. Matt's quickly guarding him. And a foul is going to be called. And that's going to be against Zepeda. That will be the third on Edwin. He is the only player on either team with any type of foul issue. And here comes Connor Price in for Delnor. And Zepeda will come out. A little more size for Delnor, a little less scoring punch. Crusaders will inbound from their own baseline. Delnor leading by two. They get the ball to Shanahan, and it goes out of bounds off Shanahan, and the Warriors get the ball back. Delmar came out just frigidly cold in the third quarter after the Crusaders went to a 1-3-1 zone defense. Thomas with the ball, gets it to Matt, right in front of Coach Price. He'll dribble over and find Price into the far side corner to Thomas. Inside, and the ball tipped, saved. Scott comes up with it. Now Horton has it, and we have a tie-up, and Warriors will get possession underneath their own basket. 7:10 to go in the fourth. 36-34. Delmar leading on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Price will inbound. He gets the ball on the right side of the basket. Lost to Thomas. Thomas will swing it out to Matt. Finds Price back to Matt. Now to Horton in the baseline. Trying to throw it inside to Scott, and Visner just stole it. Speaking of stealing it, that's what Scott does. It goes to Thomas. Thomas will slow things down, find Scott in the corner. Shanahan guarding him. Backs it out to Thomas. 25 to shoot, and the Warriors will get in their set. So Price in the far side corner. Bomb pass to Thomas. Gets inside, goes up strong, has his shot blocked, but he's fouled and will go to the line for a pair. Shanahan gets his second foul. And Thomas goes to the line for the second time tonight. He was missed the first two, rimmed them out both sides. The right-hander, the senior, puts it up. It's good. Del Norte's lead goes to 37-34, 6:36 to go, fourth quarter. Match comes out, Robeson comes back in. Here comes Thomas, the second shot. Drills the ball twice, spins the ball, eyes the basket, puts it up, off the iron, no good, and rebounded by Shanahan of the Crusaders. Crusaders will push the pace. That's Meisner, now he'll back it out. The Shanahan way out high. He gets it back to Meisner. Now to the sophomore. That's Dyer. Gives it to Smith. Far side to Shanahan. Ball's poked away. And poked away again. And picked up by Del Norte. Lob pass to Thomas. Puts it up and puts it in. Terrific play by Ethan Thomas, who basically stole the ball twice and gives Del Norte a 39-34 lead. 6:06 to go. Timeout called. The 32nd variety gives us a chance to say hello to more Sportscaster Club members, including Chawal, Benz, and Hardwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. And Chimney Craft, working for you since 92. Chimney Craft has been keeping you warm and happy. Tomorrow night, girls basketball action from Fortuna Gymnasium as Fortuna comes to town to take on the Warriors. Family only, but you can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. With the Mad Dog, John Horner doing the play-by-play. And then Friday night, Del Norte boys head down to Fortuna. And that will also be the Mad Dog. Giving me a break, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much, big guy. I'd do the same for you. In fact, I have on occasion. We do that for each other. There's nothing we wouldn't do for each other. We go through life not doing anything for each other. Full court pressure by Del Norte. And the Warriors absolutely make the mistake. Rousen had a wide open layup that's blocked by from behind by Del Norte. And the Warrior bench is just beside itself. They can't believe the hustle, but a foul is called away from the play by Nani Scott. Quick update. Still halftime at Arcata. Thank you. Zepeda comes out. Price comes back in to get a quick breather for the stretch. And the pass by Smith of the Crusaders goes out of bounds. Another turnover. Zepeda comes right back in. His quick break ended up being about 10 seconds. And Nani Scott comes out. Warriors leading 39-34, 5:50 to go in regulation. Zepeda with the ball. Quick pass to Robeson, the junior. Passes it to Thomas. He looks inside. Can't do anything with it. Back to Zepeda now. Into the corner. To Price, then back to Zepeda. Z-man, long pass to Robeson. To Horton in the far side corner. 10 to shoot. Out of Zepeda. He'll drive. Gets around Shanahan, puts it up and in. Zepeda has 11, exactly his average. Warriors up 41-34, 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. The Smith way out high. Robeson guarding in, gets a screen, puts it up. Long three-pointer off the rim, no good. Ball is tipped around and eventually Warriors come down with it. That's Horton with an offensive rebound. Hands the ball off to Robeson and Del Norte will set things up. They'll be patient. Into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Good! Edwin Zepeda! 44-34. Timeout. St. Bernard's. 4:46 remaining in the fourth quarter. And Del Norte has come out hot. Just as hot as they were cold in the third quarter. 5 points from Zepeda and 3 points from Ethan Thomas. Along with a lot of hustle points, and that's given Del Norte, which led by 11 at halftime, trailed late in the third quarter by one, and now Del Norte is up 44-34 with 4:46 remaining. More members of the legendary Sportscasters Club include Affordable Tow. That's the way to go for expert windshield replacement, 464-6464. And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service in Crescent City. and Brookings. Del Norte, 4-1 in conference play. This is not a conference game, but it has ramifications. Both these teams could be looking at a showdown in the Humboldt-Del Norte League Championship Series and in seeding for the North Coast Section playoffs afterwards. McKinleyville losing right now to Arcata at halftime. The Panthers are 4-1. Arcata, the only team to beat Del Norte in conference this year, is 3-1 and leading McKinleyville. Del Norte on the floor, taking advantage of a 9-0 run to start the fourth quarter. Crusaders will inbound. Pressure by Max on Smith. Just making him take a little bit more time. Max almost gets the steal. In fact, he does poke it away, but they say that he committed a foul in the process, much to the chagrin of Coach Rice and the Warrior bench. Coach Rice has to be pleased with the minutes he has received from Brody Matz tonight. Caleb Donson is available, but Delmer does not want to use him. They get the ball into Smith. He go hard to the rim and gets knocked out of bounds, and it goes off Shanahan of the Crusaders. Delmer gets the ball back. 4:32 to go. Delmer leading by 10. Zepeda will walk the ball up the court, past the timeline, down the right side of the court. And he's passed, absolutely airmailed exactly to Dorsch of St. Bernard. Cross-court pass to Dorsch, to Shanahan. He gives it to Dorsch. Gets it outside, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Shanahan. He'll go strong, puts it up with the right hand and scores. The 6'7" junior scores St. Bernard's first points of the fourth quarter. And it's 44-36, Del Norte in front. Less than 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Zepeda with the ball. To Horton on the near side corner, surrounded by the cheerleaders who are here now. Gives it to Zepeda. Get past the Matz, inside the Price, back out to Matz. Far side corner, 6 seconds to shoot, inside the Price, quick pass. Outside, Zepeda's got to shoot, he'll put it up! Off the rim, no good, and Horton tries to come up with a steal. Instead, it will be a fast break for the Crusaders. Three-point shot on the way by Smith, no good. Rebounded by Shanahan, kicked back out. Smith has it. Cross-court pass, that's Weisner. Pump fake, shoots, scores. Big-time three by Drew Weisner, and it cuts Del Norte's lead to 5. 44-33, 3 minutes to play. In regulation. Matz gives it to Price. Skip pass. Zepeda. He'll drive. Now he'll back it up. Looking. Bounce pass to Price. He'll take the three. It's short. Rebounded by Thomas. Off the glass from the left side and scores. Ethan Thomas with the offensive rebound. He's got 7. And Del Norte's lead back to 9. Smith with it. Is it Weisner? He'll go all the way. Put it up. No good. Rebounded by Horton of Del Norte. Coach Rice says, slow down. 2.5 to go. 46-39. 7-point lead for Del Norte. Pass inside to Zepeda, and a foul will be called on Shanahan. That is his third. Shanahan shrugs his shoulders like, I didn't touch him, but that was clearly a foul from behind. Matz comes out after giving Del Norte terrific minutes off the bench. And timeout will be called by St. Bernard's. 2:15 to go. Our score, Del Norte 46, St. Bernard's 39. Let's take a look at the foul situation. Del Norte has 5 team fouls. St. Bernard's just 2. So that means the Crusaders, with 2:15 to go, can be ultra-aggressive in attempting to steal the ball. They want to commit some fouls because if they're still down by 6, 7, 8 points, they're going to want a foul in order to put Del Norte to the foul line and try to get the ball back. in foul trouble for Del Norte. Zepeda has three. Matz has two. And one each for Scott and Horton. For St. Bernard's, Shanahan has three. Nobody else has more than one. Del Norte led by Nani Scott. He has eight. Thomas has seven. Horton has eight, all in the first quarter. Teams come out. Arcata has just opened up a 26-point lead midway through the third quarter. Warriors will inbound under their own basket. Connor Price, lob pass, and Zepeda tracks it down. Quick pass to Price. He gets it to Scott. Three-pointer, no. And rebounded by Smith of the Crusaders. He has the ball poked away by Thomas, but they'll call a foul on him. So the next foul against Del Norte will put the Crusaders at the line for 1-1. Full court pressure by Del Norte. Last time the Warriors did this, they gave up a baseball pass for what should have been an easy basket. Crusaders blew it. Smith stumbles, regains his footing, gets it to Shanahan. Shanahan goes to the basket, and he gets tied up by Nani Scott. The Crusaders will get the ball. Less than 2 minutes to play. 46-39, Warriors in front. Crusaders will inbound on the end line. Beisner sends it out to Smith. He'll drive, stop, gets cut off, and he traveled. And Smith arguing hard that he didn't travel right in front of official Alan Mendez. You shouldn't do that with Alan Mendez. But no call. Full court pressure. And Shanahan steals it, loses the handle, tracks it down, sends it out over to Dyer, who goes to the long strong of the hoop off the glass and in. Warriors break the press easily this time. 90 seconds to play. Warriors leading 46-41. Zepeda weaving his way through. Kicks it back out to Thomas. Thomas gets fouled away from the basket. Just the third team foul. And they're going to say that is Shanahan's foul. That is his fourth. One more and he's gone. Just three team fouls. And so Del Norte will inbound on the far side sideline. Price gets it to Zepeda. Three-pointer on the way. Good! Edwin Zepeda with the dagger. Back the other way. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Tracked down by Beisner. He's double-teamed. Triple-teamed. Ball is kicked out. Crusaders have it. He's double-teamed there. And Price just grabs it and takes it away. They'll call a jump ball. 49-41. Warriors in front. And it's Del Norte's ball. St. Bernard's coach arguing it should be St. Bernard's, but it should be Del Norte's because the last jump ball went St. Bernard's way. Price inbounds to Zepeda. Zepeda, quick pass to Horton. Gives it to Price. Finds it back, and a foul is going to be called. No foul. It's going to be a timeout by Del Norte. 53.7 seconds to go. Our score. Del Norte 49. St. Bernard's 41. Warriors trying to improve to 14-4 overall this season. Getting ready for the home stretch of the Big Five conference season. Friday night at Fortuna. And then at home against Arcata. And then the final game of the regular season next week at McKinleyville. Del Norte has won 18 of 21 games against the Crusaders dating back to 2005, and they've won 6 of the last 7 contests between the two teams. These two teams played on May 27th, the night of 2021. Del Norte captured a 64-43 victory. That's not going to happen tonight. As Del Norte had an 11-point lead at halftime, St. Bernard's came all the way back to take a 1-point lead, but Del Norte now leads 49-41 with less than a minute to go. Warriors have the ball, far side, sideline, and Price will inbound. He gets it to Zapata, and he is quickly fouled. And that will be what Crusaders have to do. And if that's number three, that will be 32, not three. Seth Dyer, talented sophomore, picks up his first. Fourth team foul. Bisner comes back in. Price gets it to Zapata, and he's fouled quickly there. 50 seconds to go. Dyer gets his second in short order. Fouled, five team fouls now. Price looking. Gets it to Thomas. And it was tipped out of bounds by St. Bernard. Price will inbound again. Down to 49 seconds. Warrior taking the clock down 1 second at a time. Ball goes to Zapata. And Smith went for the two-point takedown. And the officials are going to discuss whether that might be intentional. They decide it was not. And instead, it'll be inbound again on the sideline. 47.9 seconds left. Now, both teams will be shooting the bonus the rest of the way. Price to inbound. Looking. Gets it to Thomas. And the ball gets poked out of bounds with 46 seconds. The longest 3 seconds in basketball history. Price lobs it to Horton. Horton dribbling. He's double-teamed, waiting to get fouled, gives it to Scott, and timeout will be called by Del Norte with 39.4 seconds to go. And Coach Rice going over to official Justin Daugherty saying, okay, where's the ball going to be inbounded? He tells him it will be on the Del Norte end line. 49-41 our score. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, it was the Crusaders capturing a 52-43 win. Mary Crabb of Del Norte led the way with 12 points. Congratulations to the Del Norte High wrestling team, which for the fifth consecutive year has swept Humboldt Del Norte League teams in dual meets thanks to a 60-24 blasting of Eureka this week. Also, congratulations to Jaden Clifton, the former Del Norte High superstar, now playing for Humboldt State. The true freshman scored a season-high 14 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists in the Lumberjacks' loss to Cal State Dominguez Hills, 70-60. Tomorrow night, HSU will be in action along with Clifton at home against Chico State. 39.4 seconds to go. Warriors leading by 8. With the ball, Price flame down from the end line. Looking, sends it way out, and a foul will be called against Smith, and that will send to the line Edwin Zapata, a 79% free throw shooter this season. This will be his first time at the foul line tonight. Dribbles the ball 3 times, puts it up, and puts it in. He'll get the bonus. Coming in for Del Norte is Aiden Antonetti, and Price comes out. Here comes Zapata's second, a chance to give Del Norte a 10-point lead, and he does. Crusaders with Smith pushes the ball. Back to Smith in the corner. Step back 3 on the way. No good. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Beisner will take another one, misses. Ball's rebounded again by the Crusaders. Shot goes up, foul against Del Norte. And going to the line will be Dyer for 2. Picking up the foul for Del Norte was Antonetti. 21.7 seconds. Del Norte leading by 10. Here's the shot. It's good. Dorsch at the line. He's got 7. And Thomas and Scott come out into the game. Skarick and Fitch for Del Norte as Coach Rice gets his second team in there. And Dorsch's attempt to hit the rim and have the ball bounce right back to him misses, hits the backboard and bounces back. It has to hit the rim. And Del Norte gets the ball, leading by 9. Price comes back in, and Horton comes out. So Horton, or Price will inbound. Looking, finds Zepeda. He gets it across the timeline. To Fitch. Fitch gets his shot blocked out of bounds. But Del Norte will keep the ball with 15 seconds to go. Here comes Maxwell into the game for Del Norte. And Price will come out. Price with a big smile on his face. This is a nice win for the Warriors. It may be non-conference, but it's going to pay dividends when it comes time for the North Coast section seating. Foul will be called. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul against the Warriors. An illegal screen. Skarick gets his name in the book. And the Crusaders, with 10 seconds to go, puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Missed. Tracking down the rebound of the Warriors. And Del Norte's going to come out of this with a victory. That's it. Warriors capture a 51-42 win against the Crusaders in the St. Bernard's Gym. A win that could pay off when postseason comes along. We'll be back with the Warrior postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Edwin Zepeda scores 10 of his team game-high 19 points in the fourth quarter to carry Del Norte to a 51-42 win over St. Bernard's in the Crusaders Gym. I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us in what was a very exciting game. Warriors jumped out early, led by 11 at halftime, only to just go into the deep freeze in the third quarter shooting, being outscored 14-5. In fact, the Crusaders actually had a one-point lead with about a minute left in the third quarter. Warriors went into the fourth quarter up by 1, and in the fourth quarter, the senior Edwin Zepeda just took over, leading the Warriors to victory with help from Ethan Thomas on both ends of the court, both defensively and 5 points offensively. Looking at scoring for the Crusaders, who fall to 12-6 on the season. Drew Weisner led the way with 18 points. Owen Shanahan had 8. Aiden Dorsch had 7. Seth Dyer had 9. He had 19 on Monday against Southport. And Aiden Dorsch, as mentioned, had 7. Playing but not scoring was Rawson along with Lee. For Del Norte, Edwin Zepeda, the team's leading scorer with 19, also reaching double figures was Nani Scott, whose three-pointer at the buzzer going into halftime gave Del Norte a big momentum boost and an 11-point lead. Ethan Thomas had 7. Madrell Horton had 8, all in the first quarter. Brody Matz had a bucket. Connor Price had 3 points with a three-pointer. Robeson also had a bucket. Playing but not scoring was Weston Fitch, Aiden Antonetti, Tanner Skerritt, and Cooper Maxwell. Also giving Del Norte good minutes off the bench was Brody Matz. Tomorrow night, Del Norte's girls will be at home taking on Fortuna. Family only for that game, but you can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Friday night, Del Norte boys returns to Big 5 conference action when they take on Fortuna in the friendly city. Big Mad Dog John Horner, the big guy, will have the call on that on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Good win for the Warriors. Non-conference, however, as Coach Rice said before the game, it's a quality win, and the North Coast Section overlords when it comes to seeding for the postseason. Look for quality wins, and this will certainly count for Del Norte. Coming into the Crusaders gym and walking away with a 51-42 victory. Well, that should wrap things up here in Eureka. For Sebastian, thank you so much, my friend. Great job tonight. Really appreciate it. From Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it, and we do appreciate the Sportscaster Club members, the businesses of our community that make Warrior Athletics here on KPOD and Del Norte Sports possible. For John Horner, I'm John Pritchett. Our final score, once again, Del Norte, 51, St. Bernard's, 42. Good night, everybody. Stay positive, test negative, drive safely, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.